We had technical issues about an hour into our broadcast, which caused us to lose our connection back to the studio for about 15 minutes. We apologize for any inconvenience.
The Morph Recovery Indians are on the air. Special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Port Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you to the dugout for all the exciting baseball action.
And a very pleasant good afternoon, Indians fans. I'm Dave Kopp along with Neil Spencer, and we're over at New Knoxville, home of the Rangers here for a little MAC baseball action on a Thursday afternoon. Lights are on already. It's cloudy. It's breezy. And Spencey, it's pretty chilly.
Yeah, a little chilly, and I'm having we're getting a lot of wind noise, let's just say that. A lot of wind noise.
The press box is about 10 acres.
Yeah.
And
no roof.
No roof.
No walls. So
it's all good. It's all good. And we're getting ready here for the first pitch. Indians come in here now. 1-1 in the MAC. Dropped a tough one there on Tuesday night to the Parkway Panthers. Looking to rebound here against the Rangers here at home. I got the starting lineups here for our Indians. And it's going to be Ryan Post leading off, playing shortstop. Kobe Wendell will be in center field. He'll be batting second. Kendrick Wendell will be at first base. He'll be batting third. Riley Will will be behind the plate tonight. He'll be batting fourth. Shortstop. Brock Deuce will be at third. He'll be batting fifth. Daniel Patch will be on the mound tonight, taking over on the pitching duties. And Landon Post will be at second base like normal. He'll be batting seventh. Dylan Evers will be in left field, batting eighth. And Troy Homan will be out in right field, batting ninth. And we will go over the Rangers when we get time here. We're ready for pitch number one. We got the national anthem in the book, Spencey, and we're ready to rock and roll.
Yep.
First pitch comes in, and it's fouled out of play.
Tom Galdine came over and put those in for us.
No wonder. It's nicely done by Mr. Galdine.
Yep.
Easy to read.
Yep. You wouldn't be able to read mine, and you usually complain about Bob's, so... Mr. Galdine doing his civic duty, helping us out.
Absolutely. Swinging a miss on a little high cheese right there for Ryan Post. Post, you come in having a heck of a year at the old plate. Standing in there. Left-handed batter. That one's outside. Goes back to the wall. One ball, two strikes. Just getting underway here at the home of the Rangers, New Knoxville.
Yep, and I'm sorry about the wind noise, but there just isn't anything I can do.
That one's outside, and that's going to be ball number two. Well, I said I'd sneak over here and build a press box quick this afternoon, but
yeah,
we couldn't push the game back that long. We wouldn't have her done yet.
No.
A couple pieces of plexiglass go a long way sitting in front of us, wouldn't it?
Yep. I was thinking about
I'd
bringing my
shatter
tent,
on a foul ball.
But I knew we were facing the west, and so we can't put a tarp up to the west.
Hey, you got to take the good with the bad, brother.
Yep.
That one's high. Ryan works his way back to 3-2. The Indians trying to get the leadoff man on here and get some runs going here in the first inning. The Indians fell the other night 7-5 to the Rangers. We fought back, got the lead, and ended up losing it in the end. And that's a good at-bat by Ryan Post. He's going to be our leadoff man down to first on a base on balls. Walk number one by the pitcher, Patrick Covert. Umpires for tonight's game is Brian Schoonover. He's out in the field, and Mike Sherman behind the plate. Kobe up there already showing bunt. Quick throw over to first. Coach Feely got him back in time. Mom's going to have to wash the jersey tonight.
There's about 100% chance of that anyway.
Yep.
Ryan's goal is never to keep clean.
That's right. Kobe's going to step back in there. He's showing bunt again. There goes the runner. He pulls back. Throw down to second, and he's standing up. So, quick stolen base for Ryan Post. He's down at second now. Kobe with a chance now to either move him over to third or drive him in. Maybe the wind will die down as the day goes on. Huh? What do you think?
What's that? Sorry, I was getting my windscreen on. Sorry. Put my windscreen on my microphone. I stole mine off of Bubba's.
I don't blame you.
Yeah. Still getting a lot of wind noise, but that'll calm it down some.
Here comes a 1-1 to Kobe. He's fouling that one back to the screen for strike two. No score here. Top of the first. Nobody out. Just getting underway. We have a plate, Spencey. That dust is going to come right in our face. We'll never see it.
Yep.
And we are 15 feet from it.
We are right there with the wind blowing right at us.
There's the 1-2 jam shot. Goes over foul down the third baseline.
Kind of handcuffed him a little bit.
Probably got stingers going on that one.
Yep. They look nice and warm. Probably didn't feel it.
Good and toasty. Comes a 1-2. That swung on and popped up out of play over our heads. Lands in the bleachers, comes right down. Big Al Post going to make the play.
Nope, got beat out by a kid. Nope, lady. Sorry.
50-year-old lady.
Well, but I saw she was bent over. I just glanced over. So I thought it was a little kid.
Check your...
She's about 3 feet tall. It's just,
I'll make you an eye doctor's appointment tomorrow in the morning. How's that sound? Get you in over there and see old Dr. Deuce. Get them spectacles checked out. That pitch is going to hit the outside edge, and Kobe's going to be froze for strike number three. So the first strike out of the game goes to Patrick Covert, and Kobe goes down.
Wendell.
Looking. So Kendrick Wendell's going to step in there. Still got a chance here. Ryan out at second base. That pitch gets in there. It's going to get past the catcher. So Ryan's going to move up to third. Now, anything can get him in here. Pass ball, fly ball, ground ball to second. Field looks great, nice and green.
Yes, it really looks nice.
It does. That pitch comes in there, and that's going to be hit out towards the right fielder. Right fielder coming in hard, second fielder going out hard. And second fielder is going to make a nice play over his shoulder and turn and fire in, and nobody's going to be able to move up on that. So Kendrick pops out to the second baseman
catcher
for out number
zero,
two.
Riley Will.
So that's going to bring our number four hitter to the plate. Number zero, Riley Will.
I think maybe if that hadn't been into the wind, it might have been deep enough to get Ryan in. But
I think it did blow back to the second baseman. First pitch gets past the catcher. Riley, we're going to make a chance for it. Here's going to be a play at the plate, and they got him. So it didn't go all the way back to the screen. Catcher hustled back there, grabbed it, flipped to the catcher, and got Ryan coming across the plate for out number three. So Riley will lead us off here in the top half of the second inning. But out number three goes to Ryan Post, and we go to the bottom of the second, first inning. No score here in New Knoxville.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. First, the company who introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry has done it again, introducing the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2 Mower. With this patent-pending adjustable operator platform and suspension technology, you can now experience the amazing smooth ride and speed that Ferris is famous for. Step up to a new level of comfort and productivity with the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2. Ferris Experience Suspension.
this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. When you or someone you care about is discharged from the hospital and needs additional medical treatment at home, Kalp Pharmacy can provide intravenous and nutritional services, hospital beds, lift chairs, walkers, and much more delivered directly to your home. So visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana, or call 800-686-2314. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
All right, we're back here at Ranger Stadium, getting ready for the bottom of the first inning. Starters for the Knoxville Rangers is Luke Stockler. He's behind the plate. He's catching. Brandon Smith at the shortstop. He'll be batting second. Ryan Osborne out in left field. He'll be batting third. Max Henschen will be in center field. He'll be the cleanup hitter for the Rangers. Patrick Covert is on the mound. He'll be batting fifth. Jay Waterman at first base. He'll be batting sixth. Grant Temple at third. He'll be batting seventh. Josh Deitch, second baseman, he'll be batting eighth. And Parker Banner out in right field. He'll be the number nine hole hitter for the Rangers. McDaniel Patch on the mound tonight for the Indians. First pitch comes in there to strike at the knees. Rangers are 0-2 in the MAC, 1-8 overall. Next pitch, fastball, high cheese. He swings at it.
Nice shot, Daniel.
Need a quick start here for old Daniel. Getting the groove. That's high cheese again. Went up the ladder a little higher and got him to swing and miss. So first strikeout of the game for Daniel Patch and out number one for the Rangers.
Yeah. Strikeout on three pitches. That's not too bad.
We'll take that, won't we?
Yep. Good start for him.
Coldwater and New Bremen and Verzales. Only three 2-0 teams in the MAC. Indians are 1-1 along with Marion Local and Parkway and Delphi St. John's. Minster, Knoxville, and St. Henry still looking for their first MAC victory this year.
Yeah,
one ball, one strike to Brandon Smith.
Delphi St. John went to Minster and beat him 5-3.
Wow, it's a good game.
Yep.
High cheese. Chased after that one, swung and missed. Fastball.
Well, six pitches, five of them are strikes.
Keep it going.
That is a good way to start.
That one's down in the dirt, ball two. Our outfielders are playing very, very, very shallow. There is a lot of room behind our outfielders.
But you're going to have to hit it pretty darn hard.
Wind blowing a stiff breeze in from right field. There's a swing and a miss. Strikeout number two in the books for Daniel.
Left fielder number four.
And that's going to bring Ryan Osborne to the plate. Two up, two down here in the bottom half of the first inning. No score. Chilly night. Spence, you can't pick him up with your mittens on, can you?
Nope. Just trying to see who Osborne's a junior.
A couple of these names, remember from the basketball?
Oh, yeah.
There's especially a strike on the outside edge.
Their pitcher he can make some shots.
Mm-hmm.
He's played really well.
Here comes the 0-2. Right down the heart of the plate, struck out looking. Three up, three down, three Ks for Daniel Patch. In the bottom half of the first inning, can't ask for much more than that, folks. And we'll move to the top half of the second. Still no score here at New Knoxville.
In the top of the second.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
Spring
spring is coming and the temperature is rising, so head to Wayne Street Market and grab some steaks and get grilling. Ribeyes are only $7.99 a pound, New York strips are $6.99 a pound, and T-bones are just $5.99 a pound. Ground chuck is $3.39 a pound, bulk or patties, all no limit. And don't forget the wood chips for smoking and the charcoal. And while you're there, get the rest of your party supplies, chips, meat and cheese trays, beer and wine, and you'll be ready for that night by the fire ring with your friends. Get up to Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
All right, we're back here for the top of the second inning. We was watching the pitcher warm up, and he caught a spike in the dirt on the mound.
Oh, that's what it was.
And down he goes.
Yeah, he barely caught himself without going down.
He's out there laughing. He's like, what in the world? Coach come out. I said, dude, you all right? Said, yeah, just caught a spike.
Glad he didn't twist his ankle or anything.
Yeah, anything can happen. All right, we're going to bring up 4-5-6, Riley Will, Brock Deuce, and Daniel Patch. First three batters here for the Indians. Exactly. Top half of the second inning. No score. Chilly night over here in Auglaize County, right?
Yes. Yep. Not far from Shelby.
Kind of in that corner, ain't we?
Yep.
Number zero is going to step back in. He was batting there in the last inning when the pass ball came in and Ryan got thrown out at home. It's the first time we've seen that this year.
Yep.
First pitch in the dirt. Nice block by the catcher.
I still think I like that. We were being aggressive, and I like that.
Well, playing aggressive. You score on that 90% of the time at least.
Yep.
You know. Small right field line, 300 feet straight down the right field line. Things get bigger down the left field line. And 320 over there, 375 in the power alley, 345 out in right center. I don't think we're going to worry about too many of them banging off fence tonight.
No.
That one's low, ball three.
Not unless we start batting from second base.
Somebody's going to have to drive over here. Fee's going to have to drive over here and pick me up because I will be froze right to the seat. He's got to drive across the track at ball four. So Riley Will, leadoff walk. And that's going to bring our third baseman, Brock Deuce, to the plate. Old Bruiser.
Third baseman, number six.
Hit the ball hard the other night against Rockford.
Brock Deuce.
Yep. He's hit the ball hard all season so far.
Been playing a good third base down there.
Yep.
That pitch taken on the outside edge for a strike. If our partner's out there, if Bobby's listening, his water's sitting on the table.
Yep. It's not frozen yet, so it'll be nice and cold.
Yeah.
Not frozen. You won't have to chew it. I don't think it's that cold. Feels like it is.
Probably by the sixth inning. Start frosting up on us.
It's high 40s, low 50s.
Shows bunt, pulls back, throw down to second, gets past the outfielder, great save by that shortstop. Holy cow.
Yep.
That was second baseman. Shortstop covered the bag, and the second baseman made a diving effort to stop that throw. Otherwise, we'd have had Riley Will over at third. So, Deucey now with a chance to drive in the game's first run. No score here. Top half of the second inning. I don't think I've been at this diamond. Here comes the pitch. Nice curveball right there. And that's going to do it for Brock Deuce. Deucey goes down swinging.
Daniel Patch.
And that's going to bring our pitcher, Daniel Patch, to the plate. I don't think I've been here. If I have, I don't remember it.
Last time we were here, we might have been here twice. Last time we were here, we sat right here.
Is that right? Yeah, yep. I don't think I did a game here. I don't remember. Maybe I was, but before that, I don't think I've been here since high school playing.
Yeah, they have kind of the tier bleachers for the fans where you can be right in
popped
the bleachers.
Up right back at the bleachers.
They have it set up so it's concrete and you can bring your lawn chairs and set them up on the.
It's actually pretty sweet, you know.
Yeah, I like that. I noticed that
sweet.
A couple of years ago, and I think that's pretty cool.
Now we got an airplane taking off right behind us, coming from the airport.
Yeah, the Neil Armstrong Airport's just about a mile from here.
That's twin engine turboprop.
That would probably be Crowns.
There goes the runner down to third. Throw down there and threw him out. So Riley tries to get a squeak of delayed steal out of that going to third, and he gets thrown down by the catcher. So out number two now.
That's two outs on aggressive base running.
Absolutely. But
I'm still on that page. I like it.
Yeah, well, I got no troubles with it. Daniel steps back in. That's going to be in the dirt for a ball. I believe it's three balls and a strike now, two away here, top of the first inning.
Now, if that freshman catcher throws a couple more guys out, I'm going to say we maybe ought to back off on the aggressive base
run. How long are you going to go with this plan?
Until he throws two more out.
There's a ground ball down to the third baseman. He scoops it up, bobbles it, and Patsy's going to make it down to first now. So that's going to go in the book as an E5.
Second baseman, number three, Landon Post.
First error of the ball game, and that's going to bring our second baseman, number three, Landon Post, to the plate. Post, you made our last out the other night against Parkway, and we had grounders at second and third, tying runs out there. That's over his head for a ball, and, man, he hit one on the screws down the line, and that baby, Jerry said it was fouled by 6 inches, so that would have scored both runs, tied it up.
Yep.
And then the other one he hit was a rocket out to center field, right at the center fielder.
Right at him.
Check swing, and I think he's going to probably say he went around. Yes.
Nope.
No, he did not.
Nope.
He said he checked that swing. I'll be dang.
I think he did. I don't think that bat got to the plate. His shoulders were almost on the pitcher's mound, but
there's a strike down the heart of play. Taken all the way. Two balls and a strike now. Patchy over at first. We got our leadoff guy on, and he ended up getting thrown out of third. Nice play by the Rangers. That one's in the dirt right in front of him. Patchy going to hang loose down there at first base.
Quite a ways out there, but, man, a decent throw probably would have gotten him. If that catcher had hesitated for another second finding the ball.
Yeah, popped out in front of him. He looked behind him first. So.
Yep.
Here comes a 3-1 to Landon. That one's taken outside for a ball. So now we got runners at first and second.
I like where we are with Dylan coming to the plate.
And now we got number?
Left fielder, number 28.
Number 28. Got a sweatshirt on. Couldn't see his number.
Yep.
Right. Our left fielder here for the Indians. There's a nice stiff 40-mile-an-hour wind right in the old face.
Yeah.
If you hear me slowing down my talk, it's just my cheeks freezing. That pitch is going to get past the catcher, and everybody's going to move up. So, catcher struggling back here, having a lot of passed balls.
Yep.
And he's nothing to show for yet. So, Patsy moves over to third. Landon now at second base. Dylan now with a chance to drive in a couple of runs here, Spencey, and we could use them, my friend.
Yes. Yep, we need to get
right now, I'm begging for
going.
About 15 runs.
Yep.
That's high. Two balls, no strikes now to Dylan. Troy Hillman on deck here for the Indians. Young freshman made his debut on Monday night, I believe, wasn't it?
Yep.
Monday night against
Monday
the Lincoln View Lancers. Pitched a stellar game. And
oh, yes. It was awesome.
Swing and a miss right there on high cheese.
He was going to try to put it over the fence into the wind.
He swung like a monkey on that one, didn't he?
Sure did.
Gave her everything he had.
Probably would have gotten clear to the outfield into this wind.
Oh, look at the umpire. Brushing the dust off right in our teeth.
Yep.
Just went to the dentist, had him polished today. I got changed toothbrushes, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, brushing too hard, they said. That's in the dirt. It's going to get away, and that's going to score a run. That baby's going to bounce off his shoulder and go all the way over to the dugout. So that brings Daniel Patch around to score. So one unearned run in the books here, and the Indians now take a 1-0 lead. Landon Post over to third. And Dylan's still at the plate with a 3-1 count. Here's your pitch, Dylan. Fastball, he swung at her hard. A little bit late on it. Three balls, two strikes, two outs here. Top of the second inning, Indians up one. Comes a pitch.
Oh,
that's going to plunk Dylan in the middle of the back.
Oh, that has to really hurt on a day like today.
So Dylan goes down to first, hit by the pitch.
That makes me ache.
Right fielder, number 11, Troy Pullman.
Yeah, hit him right smack dab in the old kidney shot there.
Yep.
Down there stretching at first. Now he's going to rub it. Nobody's looking anymore. I'm rubbing that.
Harold rubbed it for him.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. He Harold rubbing his back.
He's thinking the same thing. Ooh, that hurt. Yeah. Troy Pullman steps in. Quick runner down to second base. No throw. We didn't give Dylan time to shake that off. We made him get in the stealing mode there. So now Troy's got a chance to drive in run number 2 and 3 with a base knock. Right fielder backs up a little bit, facing the left-hander here. That one's outside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes.
I'm thinking right here is where Troy really gets in the groove.
He's a gritty player. And see how he does. That's a hard hit ball. Whoa, over the shortstop's head, and that's going to drive in one run for sure. Jerry's going to wave around Dylan, and he's going to score standing up. So Troy Boyd with his first hit as a varsity player.
That was great.
Two RBI single. And the Indians pick up three runs with two outs. How about that?
Nice. 10 foot high, going over the shortstop,
just
line
went with
drive.
The pitch and smoked it over the shortstop's head. I thought he had a shot at it, and just over the old outstretched mitt. Ryan steps up, hits that first pitch, pops it up. Pitcher and third baseman fighting over it, and one of them came up with it. The pitcher got it.
Pitcher got it.
So Ryan goes down, popping up to the pitcher for out number 3. But in the inning, the Indians pick up three runs and take a three-run lead here going into the bottom half of the second inning.
Spring is B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. They'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
And we're back here at New Knoxville. I want to remind you, we do have Lady Indians are playing Jay County, and that is on Sports Stream 2 on Fort Recovery Radio. You have to go to FortRecoveryRadio.com. You can't get it off of the TuneIn app, so you have to go to FortRecoveryRadio.com. Just click on Sports Stream 2. It's right there, and you can be listening to the ladies' game.
Well, I'm assuming we've got some people listening to this game, too. I'm assuming.
Yes.
I don't know if the Homans are here. Probably they're watching Brenna play tonight.
Yep.
And they can shoot some updates to us. So they can either shoot it to me or you shoot it to you.
I keep forgetting to look at my phone.
Well, I'm not getting my hands out.
So those have to drive over and tell us.
Yeah. Somebody's going to have to ring us up here or something because I'm not answering. Bottom of the second inning, Patchy had a 1-2-3, three strikeouts in the first. Let's see if he can do the same thing in the second. Two balls and a strike to the leadoff man, Maxwell Henschen, followed by the pitcher, Patrick Covert, and Jay Waterman. First three batters here for your new Knoxville Rangers. That baby has swung on and way late fouled back to the screen, so it evens the count at two balls, two strikes. This young man, big, tall, good basketball player also.
Yep. He's one of the triplets, I believe. He's
one
a junior.
The
there's two girls and one boy.
Yep. Here comes a 2-2. That swung on. About took a light out. Way, way back over towards the neighboring building.
It's NK Telco over there.
NK Telco just about had a little dent.
Yep.
Seen them. What do they do?
They do TV, internet, phone.
Yep, there we go.
Basically, it's their version of Wabash.
I got you. Nice curveball right there by Apache Froze Henshin for strikeout number one here in the inning. Strikeout number four.
Patrick Covert.
For Daniel Patch, and that's going to bring up the number five hitter, the pitcher, Patrick Covert. Four up, four down, four Ks for Patchy. First pitch right there, right down the heart of the plate, right in Riley Wills' mitt for strike number one. 3-0 ball game. Indians picked up three in the top half of the second inning. Swung and missed right there on an inside pitch, jammed him. And
yep.
He was kind of
spinning out of the way.
Trying to get out of the way, but his bat went across the plate.
Way across the plate.
Here comes the 0-2. Fastball high and outside.
I don't think the bat came off his shoulder, but he spun all the way around.
Yeah,
no blame. So bat was way out.
Patsy bringing some heat here tonight.
Yes, he is.
That one's high, just as I talk about it. Throws that about 6 feet high.
6 feet too high. About 10 feet high.
Well, umpire ducked and
yeah.
Riley couldn't get up in time, so. 2 balls, 2 strikes now. One away here. Bottom of the second inning. There's a curveball, and he gets him swinging on that, baby. So now it's 5 up, 5 down, all 5 Ks.
First baseman, number 34, Jay Waterman.
Sure does look like they haven't solved him yet.
Yeah, we're still going through the lineup here, first time through. Makes a difference every time, and that's going to bring Jay Waterman to the plate with Grant Temple on deck. That pitch is a little bit high at the numbers and right across the old name tag. Ball one. Defense looks like this. We got Kendrick Wendell at first, Landon Post at second. There's a swing and a miss. Ryan Post over at shortstop and Brock Deuce at third base. Out in the outfield, we got Dylan Evers, who literally is playing about 5 or 6 steps into the grass.
Yeah.
That one's popped up and over our heads, out of play. Kobe Wendell cheating over towards the left field side, too. He's out in center field, and Troy Homan out in right, giving him the entire line. I mean, we are leaning that this kid can't catch up with Patchy. There is a strike on the outside edge for strikeout number three. So 6 up, 6 down, all 6 strikeouts for Daniel Patch. Pretty dang good start for Mr. Patch. And we've got 2 in the books. We'll go to the top of the third. Indians lead 3-0.
Get a great deal on Kubota utility tractors. Our powerful, versatile lineup is built to do it all. So whether you need to mow, rake, stack, lift, or pull, get it done right with a Kubota utility tractor. Right now, get a Kubota utility tractor for zero down and 0% APR, plus save up to $1,000. Now through March 31st. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
A new grill is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. That's not what happens at Ace. Wengler exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service from the people who know you best. Grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, your newest grill is never far away, and neither is that one part at Ace. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, your grilling destination.
But I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local on what is wisest for you. Or insurance, your local agent for Ohio Mutual.
All right, we're back here to the top of the third inning. Get an update here from my good buddy Todd Hellman. BJ and the girls are leading the four recovery girls 3-2 after two books. So come on, girls. Let's pound some hits out there and get a few runs to get back on top here. For the boys, we're 2-3-4. Kobe Wendell, Kendrick Wendell, and Riley Will, first three batters. First time up. Kobe Wendell struck out looking on an outside pitch that he wasn't real crazy about. That pitch comes in on his knees inside for ball one. Everybody huddled up here in blankets.
Except us. We're heat men. You got your electric coat on?
I do not.
Oh, man.
I do not.
Probably put it away for the year, didn't you?
Well, the one that I have that I'm going to yell at Bub Schmitz here. He talked me into it, so I'm not sold on it. There's a ground ball right back at Tammy post feet. She scoops it up, fires the first, gets you out.
There was a fence in between her.
She didn't get it.
She wasn't able to make a play.
I don't think she could throw it that far anymore anyway.
Not through that fence. Well, I don't know. I'd bet on her.
That pitch has popped straight up in the air. Looks like it's going to be close to being on top of the dugout. And what happened there? I think he missed it.
He didn't get it.
Everybody's safe. So Kobe gets new life. That ball was 6 inches away from hitting the dugout roof.
Yep.
This pitcher came all the way over to try to get it.
I've switched over from monitoring what we're saying to listening to the girls' game. So.
Oh, you did?
Yep.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yep. I'm not paying any attention.
You got skills.
Well, not really. And you got Kobe
skills.
Again.
Kobe goes down swinging, didn't he? So that's going to bring our number three hitter to the plate, our first baseman, Kendrick Wendell. That pitch is taken on the inside for ball number one. Oh, the wind stopped right there.
Yeah.
That's incredible. Let's hope it just stops.
Yeah, it's done now.
That pitch is a strike right across the heart of the plate. So, big Kendrick out there. No batting gloves, short sleeves. Get play ball, he says.
Well.
The big number 20.
If the wind would just stay calm, it'd feel 20 degrees warmer.
Oh, without a doubt. There's a ground ball over towards the hole. Third baseman makes a nice play on it. Comes up firing over to first. Throws it a little wide. And Kendrick's going to reach the bag over there. So that's going to go down as an E5. And that's going to bring Riley Will to the plate.
I'm going to try one of these fiery cinnamon and see if that'll warm me up.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, them first two I had the other night was unbelievable how hot they were.
Yep, when you get down to chewing them.
My patience.
Yep.
There's a strike right at the belt for Riley Will. Let me know if that helps you out there.
I'm not sure if I've ever let a Hall's cough drop, a butterscotch disc, anything like that without crunching the last
there
half
is
of
a
it.
Ground ball foul over towards Coach Cal. Well, I tell you what, it was, it's hard to do, and I'd have to focus. I can do it. I think I could do it. Lollipop. Tootsie Roll lollipops. How many licks? Two.
I need to soften them up before I chew.
Hit out towards the left fielder. Left fielder looks like he's coming over and going to make a play, and he does. Kendrick safely goes back to first, so Riley flies out to the left fielder. First ball we've really kind of seen out in the outfield besides Troy's.
Number six, junior Brock Dews.
Out number two, and that's going to bring our third baseman, number six, Bruiser Deuce, to the plate. Bruiser struck out swinging his first time up.
Not this time. He's getting a hit.
I can dig it. First pitch taken right at the knees, right down the heart of the plate for his T-Rack.
If we can get our runner over to second, he can get a run in for us.
Big Kendrick out there. He needs a little time to get down there.
Nice pass ball.
That'll work. Swing and a miss right there. Strike two. Indians wanting to build on this 3-0 lead here in the top half of the third. Slow curve. Just about hit Ducey, but Did not. I think if he can get that pitch again, he would rock that baby. That's a fastball outside. Tomorrow night, the girls host Anna at home, so get out there and watch the girls. Hopefully it's a little warmer.
Yeah.
I plan to go out there and watch an inning or two. There's a hard hit ball out towards the left fielder, and that's going to fall in front of him for a base hit. Kendrick's going to round second, try to head to third, and he does. The ball must have got past the left fielder, and I can't see it. Now we're going to have a play at the plate. Kendrick's coming home, and the ball gets away from the catcher, and Brock Deuce ends all the way up at third base. How about that, folks?
Kendrick, the ball, the catcher, and the pitcher all got the home plate at the same time.
Yes, it did. And the catcher had his eyes shut thinking, I am not standing in here for this big fella. So Kendrick comes all the way around from first base.
Number 66.
Scores the fourth run of the game for the Indians. Brock Deuce ends up over at third. The ball, obviously, I couldn't see it. Did it get past him out there in left field? Is that what happened? Yep. The guy says it got past him out in left field.
Kendrick hit the air horn as he came around third base.
Yes,
and that
he did.
Catcher
sound like
said,
a train.
Said, well.
Train's coming.
Yeah, train's coming.
Might want to get off the tracks there, bub. So the Indians pick up one run here with two outs. Patchy's going to swing at that first one, headed out towards center field. Center fielder's going to come in, and he's going to make the play for out number three. But in the inning, the Indians pick up one run on one hit, and we'll go to the bottom of the third. Indians lead 4-0.
After 2.5 innings.
This is Joanne Glenster from The Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
All right, we're back here in New Knoxville getting ready for the bottom of the third inning. Indians pick up one run there in the top half, and they take a 4-0 lead.
Yep, during the commercial break, I was listening over to the sports stream to the girls' game, and Brenna Homan just scored. It's now 5-3 Jay County over the Indians. Didn't catch the inning.
All right.
Third baseman, number 35.
Indians fighting back.
Grant Temple
going to be the first batter here for the Rangers, followed by Josh Deitch and Parker Banner. First three batters. Patchy so far perfect. Six up, six down, all K's. That pitch taken for a strike right across the heart of the plate. This is a big boy up here at the plate, this Grant
yep.
Temple kid, third baseman. Steps in there, chokes up a little bit, swing and a miss. A little tardy on that swing here.
Yep.
I believe the Reds are off tonight. They traveled day. Reds didn't do so good out west. 1-2 out of six.
I think tomorrow starts the Ohio Cup.
That's swing and a miss right there on a strike right down the heart of the plate. So now it's 7-up, 7-down.
Second baseman, number 22, Josh Deitch.
And we've got one out. So number 22, Josh Deitch, goes to his first at bat. That one's a little low for a ball. Saturday, we got a doubleheader against South Adams at home. Starts at 11 o'clock. I might do an inning or two, and then I'm busting a move off to an Easter party. That one's in the dirt ball, too. Indians looking to bounce back here. They are 3-4 on the season, 1-1 in the MAC. There's a strike. Ooh, he didn't call it a strike. Looked like he was going to ring him up for a strike, and he's just nearly in the process. So here comes the first 3-0. There's a strike right across the heart of the plate. Rangers looking for their first runner.
I'm listening. You're getting extra coverage if you're listening to the girls because they're not able to get the commercials to play. So they're talking a little more softball. Yep.
So what do? They switch back to us or something?
No,
the commercials
no.
Or?
No, they just chit-chat through.
Oh, I got you. I got you. That one's low, and that's going to be ball four.
They don't get to breathe. So,
who's doing that game? Big Joe?
Big Joe and Jill Ranley.
And Jill Ranley, very good.
Yep, Joe is doing the PA and the radio at the same time.
Big Joe's got skills.
He does.
One of a kind. Went on a couple golfing trips, Big Joe. Had a lot of fun with that young man.
It's hard not to.
So Patchy allows his first base runner on a base on balls, and he comes in with ball one outside to the number 9 hitter, Parker Banner. First runner on here for the Rangers now. 4-0 ball game. Indians on top. Indians got 4 runs on 2 hits. Shows bunt. Pops away from Riley, and that's going to be an easy stolen base. He pulled it back. I think it was a Steve Reich. Yep. Patsy kind of disgruntled a little bit after he didn't get that one call for a strike, but just base runner. Swing and a miss on high cheese. My partner, Bob, you know, today on Honest Accent, somebody tell me there's a press box over there. He knew it. He's killing me. There's a strike right across the heart of the plate. I think it was only
leadoff hitter, freshman number 14.
I missed something there.
Luke Stockler.
Strikeout.
There was only, he must have kept when he tried to bunt. He must have got that for a strike. So Parker Banner goes down looking. Eyelid shut.
Don't blink.
I think I blinked and they were down for like a minute. I don't know what the hell happened. I missed 4 pitches. 2 outs now.
Most of them were strikes.
Must have been. That pitch is a strike to the leadoff man, Luke Stockler. Struck out swinging his first time up. Comes the pitch. It's a little low. 1-2 strikes now to the leadoff man, Brandon Smith on deck. Lights were on when we come cruising down the road. I said, well, there's our ball field, Big Feet.
I could see them at 3:45 and they were on.
Looking. Comes one, 2. He chases after it big time over his head, and he'll go down swinging for out number 3. So we've got the first base runner, but Patsy takes care of work again. He strikes out 3, and through 3 innings, the Indians lead 4-0.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service here in Fort Recovery. We have a 2017 Buick Encore Preferred 2 all-wheel drive with Bluetooth, remote start, backup camera with 35,000 miles for $15,900. Also available is a 2017 Ford Escape Titanium front-wheel drive with Bluetooth, remote start, backup camera, local trade with 59,000 miles for $14,300. Come on over to Hastings Auto Sales and Service, just a half a block south of the traffic light here in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
All right, here we go, getting ready for the top of the fourth inning. I got a text from Bub Schmitz. Bub said, I missed what you was disagreeing with me with tonight. I got one of the first Milwaukee heated coats, and I was proud of that thing, and I wore it over to Marion one night for our football game. I bought it that Friday, wore it over there, had two batteries charged, froze my ever-loving butt off in that coat, thinking I had an electric blanket on. Brought it back into the hardware store. Smitty said, well, let me just wear it. Let me make sure. So Smitty wore it. He said, well, it's worked perfect. I said, well, what the hell did I do wrong? Anyhow, tried it again. I put it on the shelf. I'm trading it back in.
I'd
that
say
one's
it's operator.
Popped straight up by Landon Post. Pitcher coming over to make the play. It's going to go off his glove and down in the dirt.
I think it's operator error because my paper boy, Isaac Timmerman, he quit doing that a month or so ago, but he...
He had one?
He had one, and he stays nice and toasty all winter long.
Yeah. Whatever the case, I got a lemon. I got a lemon, and...
I say it's operator error.
Very well could be. Whatever the case. I got a nice coat. It's a great coat.
Yeah.
It's just supposed to keep me warmer than what it does. That's all.
Did you turn it on?
I'm pretty damn sure I did. Yes, I did. That one's in the dirt. Posty gets new life here. One ball, one strike.
Sounds like me with a computer. I can't. Chuck shows me what I need to do, and I try to do it, but that's about it.
Yeah, that's right.
I can't figure anything else out.
That one's in the dirt. Two balls and a strike. The number three, our second baseman, Landon Post. Todd Homan says the girls are down 5-3 after three in the books.
It's a third inning, okay.
That one swung on out towards the right field line, out of play. Come on, Lynn. Let's get this leadoff guy on here. Come on, Beep. There is a rocket pulled foul all the way back to the buses. 100 feet foul. But hit on the screws. We need six runs in this inning. For this inning to the next inning. Patsy just needs to keep striking people out. I can go warm up. That's a hard hit ball out in left center field. Center fielder's going to come over. He can't make the play. Ball's going to land on the ground. And Landon Post is going to end up with a stand-up double. It looked like the young man was going to be able to make a play on it. And I don't think it hit his glove. Did it hit his glove, Big Al? I don't think. Huh? Yeah, it'd have been a great catch. Base hit in my book.
Yeah, yeah. He
28 senior.
He made a great attempt at it and tried to keep it in front of him, but he was not able to do that.
So now with our leadoff guy on, that's going to bring Dylan Evers to the plate. Dylan's going to swing and pop one out of play. Dylan got plunked in the back last time up, came around to score. He's thinking, maybe if I just go up there and swing, he won't hit me. Here comes the 0-1. Ooh, that about hit him right in the helmet. Gets past the catcher, and Landon's going to easily move over to third base. Dylan's a big target, but there's no reason to go out his ear hole on that one. The old non-breaking breaking ball. And he's now with four runs on three hits. Quick throw over to third. Dylan steps back in. A little timid this time. Captain Spencey.
Jill.
Girlfriend?
Yeah.
Oh, swinging a miss right there.
She's trying to help her out with the commercial stuff here.
Gotcha.
Not that it's a big deal, but they do need a chance to breathe. So
they can jabber.
Put something on it. Yeah, but it's nice to be able to breathe after talking.
Swinging a miss. Dylan goes down swinging.
Freshman Troy Homan.
Out number one, and that's going to bring Troy Homan to the plate. So far, Troy Homan's drove in the game-winning run with a RBI. I take that back. We did have a run across the plate. Patsy had already scored. And
yeah.
Troy come up, drove in two more there in the second inning. He steps back in way out in front of that pitch. Strike one. Troy's thinking, I could have a three RBI game. Oh, he keeps kicking dust. I'm going to go out there and kill him. Blowing right in her face. That one he watches go outside. Young freshman catcher behind the plate. Struggling a little bit here tonight. A lot of freshman catchers this year. We got Riggs. That one's high and outside. Good eye by Troy. Crestview had a freshman catcher against us.
Yeah.
Knoxville's got a freshman catcher.
We might be back on.
Very, very good. That one's looped over towards the first baseman, and the first baseman's going to come in and make a play. So two up, two down here in the top half of the fifth inning. Indians still got a six-run lead.
Number six, junior, Brock Dews.
So Bruiser Dews is going to come to the plate. He is one for two. He had a single his last time up. Swings at that first pitch and finds himself now in a little bit of a hole. No balls and a strike. Pitch number two coming in. It's taking a little outside. One ball and one strike now.
So I was working on this, and I know Daniel got a few more strikeouts. How many strikeouts does he have now?
He struck out the entire game. 12. That is a rocket right over the third baseman's head for a base hit. Nice piece of hitting by Bruiser Deuce. He is now 2 for 3 in the ball game. Bruiser goes down to first, and that's going to bring Daniel Patch to the plate. Patchy reached on an air, and the first time up, come around to score, and then flew out to the center fielder last time up. Patchy having some kind of night here on the mound, folks.
Yep. They just aren't catching up with him. I'm glad we're back on, but I'm sure we're cutting in and out.
Oh, man, that guy lost his entire bag of popcorn.
Oh, man.
He's in a rage. The guy's still chasing.
He's trying hard not to litter, but he's got to run 50 miles an hour.
The birds are happy. Got vultures down here now. Patsy steps back in, getting ready for the first pitch. That's high. A couple quick throws over, trying to hold Riley on. Or, I'm sorry, Brock. Indians have been doing most of their damage with two outs. See if they can do her again. There goes Brock. He's heading down to second. That's going to be a little late, and Brock's going to have a stolen base.
Well, maybe that'll get us going and get a few runs here.
Yeah, like I said.
Not trying to really root hard against New Knoxville, but I would like to see us get 10 runs and strike them out again, and then we can get somewhere warm.
I totally agree. There's a foul ball right back to the old screen there.
Really like to win the game and all that, and I think we're going to do that, but let's do it in five.
I'm with you. Come on, big 66. That one's in the dirt. Nice stop. There goes the runner again, going down to third, and that's going to be, this time he's going to be safe. So Ducey now over at third base. Catcher bobbled the ball just for a split second. Bruiser had a big secondary lead, and he said, you know what? I'm going.
Yep. Aggressive.
6 runs on 4 hits for the Indians. No runs on no hits. And there's a high chopper over to the third baseman. Third baseman comes up with it, throws it over to first, and first baseman not going to be able to come up with it. Weak throw by the third baseman, and Patchy now over at first base reached another error on the third baseman. And Brock Deuce comes in to score.
Do you see what I see down the right field line, just outside the fence? The guy on a motorcycle.
Dude on a motorcycle.
About a 20 mile an hour wind. That's not good. And it's cold as can be. And he's on a motorcycle. He's a braver man than I am.
It's unbelievable. He's probably wrapped up tight in the ground. Probably warmer than
yeah,
we are.
Yeah, it might be. Got his leathers on and all that, I'm sure, but got full helmet.
And then Post steps to the plate, fouls that one back across the screen. He finds himself in the hole here, 2-0-2. Two outs here. Indians scored 3 in the 2nd, 1 in the 3rd, 2 in the 4th, and 1 across the plate so far here in the 5th for a total of 7 runs.
Go, Landon.
Posty watches that one high. Landon scored a couple times here so far in this ball game.
Like to see him score one more here.
No doubt.
Let's be on base.
That one's fouled. Back to the screen. Yeah, this is the greenest grass we've seen all year, Spencey. It's yeah. dark green and
yeah,
thick.
It's pretty.
Really did a nice job here with this diamond.
This is really looking nice. They do take care of their stuff. They're proud of their sports, and they should be.
Ooh, that one's inside. Landon gets out of the way just in the nick of time. 2 balls and 2 strikes.
And I think it's this Sunday maybe that they're doing, maybe next Sunday, they're doing their dedication, whatever it is, the ceremony celebrating that they are going to begin.
There's a ground ball right back up to the pitcher.
Pitcher
comes up with it. Fires over to the first baseman for out number 3. But in the inning, we pick up 1 run on 1 hit. And we've got 4.5 in the books. Indians lead 7-0.
7-0 batting.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy pharmacists know there's nothing more important than your family's well-being. Did you know Kalp Pharmacy can bring you intravenous solutions you get in the hospital directly to your home, allowing you to rest and receive medication where you are the most comfortable? We bill Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurance plans. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 or visit us in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Spring is coming and the temperature is rising, so head to Wayne Street Market and grab some steaks and get grilling. Ribeyes are only $7.99 a pound, New York strips are $6.99 a pound, and T-bones are just $5.99 a pound. Ground chuck is $3.39 a pound, bulk or patties, all no limit. And don't forget the wood chips for smoking and the charcoal. And while you're there, get the rest of your party supplies, chips, meat and cheese trays, beer and wine, and you'll be ready for that night by the fire ring with your friends. Get up to Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
All right, we're back here getting ready for the bottom half of the 5th inning. I'm going to try one of them cinnamon discs here and hope it does magic. How'd it work out for you, Spencey? Just warmed up your mouth, didn't it?
Yeah, a little bit. I did. I think I turned my microphone off while I was crunching the last
did you?
Bit of it, yeah.
Well, stay tuned because you're going to hear it here in about 2 minutes. So. Patchy back out on the mound. Patchy's faced 13 hitters. He struck out 12 of them. And then he's walked to 1. So he's going to go 5-6-7 here this inning. Covert, Waterman, and Temple, first 3 batters. It's looked over, put on another sweatshirt. Are you going to try to hit for a bunt or bunt for a hit? And that one, he bunts foul.
Well, I would, if I were them, I'd do anything I could to get a base hit out of this.
Yeah.
And if you can put the ball in play, our, like you said before, not one of our fielders has fielded a ball.
We haven't had one. Comes the 0-1, swing and a miss.
They're a little out of practice. So.
Well, if you look at our outfielders, look where Kobe's at.
Yeah.
I think it's Kobe, or is it Riggs out there now?
Yeah, it might be.
Can't tell.
Yeah, I think it is.
Swing and a miss right there on high cheese. 13 outs so far, 13 strikeouts.
So basically we have 7 infielders.
Oh, they're, I mean, our outfield is playing so shallow.
Yeah.
Big Troy pushing. Yeah, I don't think it is Riggs out there in center field.
I don't believe any one of them. They really got the shift done for this left-handed batter. They're shifting to the left side.
That one's popped up right at the old screen right above us.
Yeah, I don't think anyone more than 25 feet out into the outfield.
Oh, not even close. There's a base hit, folks. First base hit goes to Jay Waterman, first baseman here for the Rangers. Reaches out there and slaps the old line drive past the shortstop.
35, junior Grant Temple.
And the Rangers now with their second base runner. First one reached on a walk. Bottom of the fifth inning, 7-0 ball game. There's a strike right down the heart of the plate. I believe we've got, yeah, Troy's out in right. And I think that's Riggs Toby out in center. And Dylan out there in left. There's a swing and a miss. I wonder, you know, Kobe kind of swung and was favoring that knee. So hopefully he doesn't have any troubles.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe Jerry just.
Didn't think about that, but yeah.
Jerry's might have talked to him and said, hey, let's just give it a break. There goes the runner. Riley Will comes up with it, fires down to second, and that's going to be late in time, but the runner takes that pitch, or the batter takes the pitch, and that's going to be strikeout number 14 now.
Number 22, junior Josh Deitch.
Struck out looking. The base runner, Waterman, does move down to second on a stolen base, and that's going to bring up Josh Deitch to the plate. Swing and a miss. Hear the old coach down there at third say, you gotta be quicker, gotta be quicker. Which he was a little tardy on that swing. There's a ground ball foul.
Go, Daniel. Stay warm, stay hot.
Rangers got their base runner, that's as far as they've had one over to second base in this ball game. Got their first hit this inning. Comes the 0-2. High cheese swinging at it. These guys are chasing that high pitch, and every time he's getting them, he's blowing it right past them. So strikeout again for Daniel Patch. He does give up a hit.
7-0.
And we'll go to the top of the sixth inning. Indians on top, 7-0.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings, too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. They'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Cooper Farms is a diverse farm and food company with a variety of job openings, including various career paths. With locations in Van Wert, Paulding, Mercer, and currently expanding into Williams County, Cooper Farms is a family-owned business with big opportunities. Cooper Farms is a company that values ideas and input. We know our team members are what make Cooper Farms successful. To view job openings and apply online, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor.
run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
All right, we're back here getting ready for the top of the sixth inning. Mr. Patch doing a heck of a job here on the mound tonight for the Indians. So far, they've only had one hit. The Rangers, that be what I'm talking about. And he's punched out 15 now. So, pretty dang impressive, Spencer.
Every out
has been a punch out. Their runner, the farthest they ever got a runner was to second base, and that was the last inning. So, heck of a job by Mr. Patch here tonight. And I can't imagine Jerry taking him out. He's just on a roll out there. So,
yeah, if he's feeling good.
So it looks like we got a pitching change. Looks like Patrick Covert is coming out. And I think they said Ryan Osborne's going to be pitching. So Dylan Evers steps to the plate. I sure would like to see the Indians score three runs this inning. We pack his equipment up, hit the road. Dylan's sitting on that slow curve, and I take that back. Who we got batting up there?
I think that's Derek
Lochtefeldt batting in place. I'm sorry. So Derek leading us off this inning. He takes that pitch and hits a rocket out towards left center. That's going to get past the outfielders, go all the way to the wall. Derek's going to come around second. He's thinking about getting a triple, and it's going to be a play at third. Here comes the throw, and he slides in there safe. So a nice piece of hitting right there by Derek Lochtefeldt drives a triple all the way to the wall.
There's no way he could get one that far.
Man, he smoked that baby, and he hit it right between the two outfielders, and it rolled all the way to the wall, and he wasn't even thinking about stopping it second. So that's going to bring our number nine hitter, Troy Homan, to the plate. Troy, one for one. He walked his last time up, come around to score.
Troy
Homan. On a balk, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I believe that was while we were off the air, and I was trying to get things worked out. I didn't see it, but I think that was exactly. I think I remember you saying that.
So Ryan Osborne comes in and gets a nice little welcome with a triple by Derek Lochtefeldt. But Troy stands in there. Left-handed hitter. That's going to get past the catcher, and here comes Derek. He's home. So Derek takes care of business himself. Comes around to score on that pass ball, and that's going to make it an 8-0 ball game.
Well, Troy wanted an RBI.
He's got two this inning, this game.
Well, it'll be okay then.
There's a slow breaking ball up high, ball three. Indians need two runs here in this inning to put this game away. Troy Boy taking all the way, and that's ball four.
Assuming Mr. Patch can keep them off the base paths in the bottom of the sixth.
Did they get to bat?
Yes.
They do get to bat in the bottom of the sixth inning?
Yes. They get to
finish the inning?
Finish the inning, yeah. I'm pretty sure that's how that goes.
I don't know. We've talked about it 1,000 times. I forget.
I think I'll
ask Big Al. Big Al, if we score a couple runs, do they get to bat? Tammy says yes. Big Al says no.
I think in high school baseball they do. But
we'll find out. Let's worry about getting a couple runs
first.
Let's
get two runs, and then we'll see.
There goes the runner. Ryan letting him go down there. No throw to second base. So Troy Homan now down at second. No outs here. Top of the sixth inning. Right now, we have no idea if they get to bat, if we can get a 10-run lead or not. That one swung on and popped up high to the second baseman. Second baseman coming over, and he's going to make the play. Out number one, and that's going to bring Riggs Toby to the plate. Riggs come in for Kobe Wendell.
Yep.
We're hoping that Kobe's okay.
Yeah, I hope that's precautionary. No, he messed his knee up a little bit.
Yeah, he was tweaked it a little bit, yeah, maybe. So
in cold weather, just.
I think so. There's a ground ball fair down to the.
I thought it was fair. I thought it went across the bag. Called it foul.
I thought that was a fair ball.
Well,
the umpire looked back here. He said, I believe I got a little better view.
Yeah,
than
he had he was looking right straight down that
all
line.
Right.
So
all right.
I'm believing him over me. But
all right, we'll give you that. So you're standing on the line, and I'm 40 feet away. Wishful thinking. Riggs takes that one and fouls it all the way back over to the license plate FRR, I think, through the windshield.
Yep, can't hit it that far.
Come on, Riggs. Come on, babe. Riggs got him down in a hole here. No balls, two strikes. There's a hard pitch hitting. Throws it over to the third baseman. Third baseman looks the runner back. Throws over to first. And that's going to be past the first baseman. Troy Boy comes around third. And he's going to go back to third base. So Riggs is going to reach on an error by the third baseman. So he's over at first. Troy Boy is over at third. And now we're going to have another batter here as Bo Tin's going to step to the plate in place of Kendrick Wendell. There goes the runner, and Bo takes that first pitch, and he drives it out towards center field. Center fielder comes over. He makes the play. Riggs is going to get back in time, but it's going to be a sacrifice fly. Troy Holman comes across the plate.
That's nine.
So there's nine runs. Sacrifice there by Bo Tin. Out number two,
senior Riley Will.
And that's going to bring Riley Will to the plate. 9-0 ball game now. Indians hoping to punch one more. There goes the runner. No throw down to second base.
Let's go, Riley.
So Riggs standing out there at second. Riley Will, a chance to drive in the 10th run of the game here for the Indians. That ball's going to get away from the catcher, and Riggs is going to maintain there at second. Didn't get away far enough.
Nope.
9 runs, 5 hits for the Indians. No runs, 1 hit, 5 errors for the Rangers.
Come on, Riley.
Two frozen eyelids for the announcer. That's high. Ball three. I'm still working on this cinnamon dispensary. This is the longest I've ever went. Only because I don't think my teeth will work. Taking all the way on a 3-0 pitch and right down the heart of the plate.
Okay, now drive one into left field.
All right, Wiley. Riley, you've seen it now, baby. Come on.
Right over the third baseman's head.
One base. Coach Kopp cold down there at third base, too. Coach Feely cold at first. Swing the pieces out when it was all four and it got about. Come on, Deucey. Get on there somehow. Come on. Ball four outside. So Riley goes down to first. Riggs is at second, and Brock Deuce comes to the plate. Brock Deuce 2-for-3 in this ball game.
Hit the ball pretty well.
Struck out his first time up. Back-to-back singles last two times. Indians scored 3 in the second, 1 in the third, 2 in the fourth, 1 in the fifth, 2 in the sixth, and that is hit hard out towards left center. Get down, baby. And it does. That's going to drop in there between the two outfielders. Here comes Riggs Toby. He's coming around. Here comes Troy Holman. He's coming around. Here comes the throw to the plate. Not in time.
That's Riley Will.
Oh, Riley Will. Yep. And then Brock Deuce over to third. So Brock Deuce having a night hitting. That's a double. And that's going to be 2 runs come across the plate. Riggs Toby comes across. Riley Will comes across. And after the throw, Brock Deuce is going to end up at third. Nice piece of running by Deucey.
Another two-out rally for the Indians.
So four runs now across the plate. And Daniel Patch going to step in there.
And I think that tells us that they're going to let New Knoxville bat.
Yes, I think you are correct.
Because it's 11. And
so that means you and Tampa, I'm crunching. I couldn't take it any longer.
I crunched while you were talking there, so I don't think anybody heard me.
Patchy a little tardy on that swing. Indians now with 11 runs on 6 hits. One more duck out there on the old pond. Here's your deuce over at third. Patchy late on that swing. Slow curve, and he goes down swinging. But in the inning, Indians pick up 4 big ones, and they take 11-0 lead going into the bottom half of the 6. We need 3 outs to get out of here, folks.
For 99 years, Wangler Hardware has been in Fort Recovery providing products to local businesses and people. We are proud to support our local schools, charities, and community projects because we're neighbors. Ace is the place for friendly, helpful service, and we feel personal service is our duty. Experience exceptional value and old-fashioned customer service from our knowledgeable staff. Wangler Ace Hardware is located on State Route 49 on the south edge of town. We appreciate your business.
Love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream, homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Here at Ranger Stadium, getting ready for the bottom half of the 6th inning. Indians up 11-0, looking for a quick game here. We need 3 outs here by Mr. Patch, and we got this game wrapped up in the books with the old mercy rule. I'm going through the old book here as we speak, hoping that Patchy can do his magic here. He's got 15 strikeouts so far, folks. Got to be a record. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what else can touch that. I mean, he did give up a one hit there to Jay Waterman in the last inning. He reached second base. So that's the closest they ever got to coming to home.
In a so walk
gonna
earlier,
be,
what's that, second inning maybe?
He's gonna face 9-1-2 here. Parker Banner, Luke Stockler, and Brandon Smith for 3 batters. Pretty impressive line here for Mr. Patch.
Yep.
He bunts for a hit. Gets it down in fair territory. Looks like Riley's going to come out and throw over to first. Bo's going to cover first, and that's going to be out number one. That'll go down as a 2-3 put out. First out made by our defense.
Yep.
Number 14, Luke
catcher
Stockler
to first baseman.
And almost their first chance. Only their second chance at a... at a play.
Yeah. The pitch is taken outside for a ball. One out here. Bottom of the 6th inning. Indians up by 11. Luke Stockler, the batter, leadoff man. There's a strike right on the outside edge. He struck out twice so far this game.
Go, Daniel.
Comes a 1-1. That's high. Patchy does not have a chance now to strike out the entire 18 outs if we can hold him here.
Yep.
Can only get 17. That one swung on and fouled. 2 balls, 2 strikes, and I just felt a sprinkle. That would be the icing on the cake.
Back several years ago, we went to a girls' softball game. Darian Sheffer and I announced it was 35 degrees and raining.
Nice.
And a 20-mile-an-hour wind.
And he strikes him out, folks. Got him looking right there. Out number two, Rangers down to their last out here in this ball game.
Brandon Smith.
So Brandon Smith going to step to the plate. He has also struck out twice. 16 strikeouts now for Mr. Patch. What a game. That was high for ball one.
Go, Daniel.
I haven't heard from the girls. You still listening to the girls?
No, I had to try to...
You had to focus.
Stuff going back here while I was doing that.
See, that's what happened. We went off the air when you start screwing around and trying to do multiple jobs. That one's fouled out of play.
Have you gotten any texts?
I look. I'm not going to get my hands out.
Yeah, oh, I'm sorry.
So nice and peachy warm. I do have a text. Let's see who we got here. Let's see. That's Bubba.
Tell us we were
off. Todd Harmon says we are down 6-3 after six innings girls softball playing a tough Jay County squad.
Yeah, they're always good.
Swing and a miss right there by the number two hole hitter, Brandon Smith, and that's going to be the ball game, folks. Daniel Patch with an absolute stellar game here. We'll come back with a little post-game recap, and we'll be back right after the bit.
It seems like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
All right, we're back here in New Knoxville. Going to wrap this bad boy up. Indians lead and win 11-0 on an outstanding performance on the mound by sophomore Daniel Patch. He struck out, folks, 17 out of the 18 batters he faced. And there's 18 outs, I should say. The other out was a put-out catcher to first baseman. They did get one hit off of him. Nice hit, actually. He just overpowered these guys tonight, yeah. Spencey, good for him. And he's now 2-0 on the season, and he's got both our MAC wins. And for us, we scored 11 runs on 6 hits. They had 5 errors, folks, but we were led by Brock Deuce, who was 3-for-4 tonight. He had a great night at the plate. Just every time he got up there, he hit the ball hard. He did strike out his first time up, I should say. But after that, man, he was smoking that ball. The other hits came to Landon Post and also came to Derek Lochtefeldt. Came in off the bench, replaced Dylan Evers, and hit a triple off the wall out there. It was fabulous. He had a hit. And Troy Holman also had a hit and scored 2 times. Nice game for the Indians. We improved to 4-4, 2-1 in the MAC, most importantly. And we'll be back on Saturday, Spencer. We have a doubleheader there against South Adams. So maybe we can pick up a couple wins there, get back on top of the old win-loss column, and move on from there. And next week, I'm not sure who we got next week, Spencer.
I don't have that all down there yet.
Don't have it figured out, but I'm sure we'll have a Tuesday-Thursday game again. And
I think Monday, but no Friday or Saturday because of the prom.
Got the prom next week.
Tomorrow night, the girls play... Anna at home.
Anna at home.
And then on Saturday, I got clarification on that deal at Salina. It's going to be a quad. We will play two games, and our first one is scheduled for 2 o'clock.
And that will be on, or no?
No, it won't be. They're only able to do the home games. So.
Very, very good. Well, maybe we'll get some updates from them. And we know the girls were down 3 going into their last inning, so we don't know the final score from the girls' softball. But for the boys, they pick up a nice victory here tonight at New Knoxville. They win 11-0 over the Rangers. And for Dave Kaup and Neil Spencer, next stop, Bob Stogler's front yard. Going to get him.
Round and round with a yard job.
That's all right. We can handle it, buddy. All right. We want to thank everybody for sponsoring us and thank everybody for listening. And we'll be back with baseball at 11 o'clock on Saturday morning. See you then.
Listening to Fort Recovery Indians baseball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.